Hello, Audio Boo. This is Godshaw, and this is my first boo. I don't know even if it's still called that. In 4 months. Wow. I felt like coming back on here because, well, I was on a forum and I needed a website to post as my URL little signature button thing. You know what I'm talking about. Anyway. So I figured, hey, why not come back on here? Use it as a mini podcast. Something I have a lot of interest in, podcasting. Anyway, what I want to talk about in this one, if you don't have any interest in gaming, well, I guess you can just turn this off now, but I don't know why you click on it if the name pretty much implies gaming. Anyway, what I want to talk about is the TF2 store, which I believe is called the Manco store, and how it is ruining, well, TF2. And it's a bad step into what gaming will become, and what it already sort of has become, thanks to the console revolution, as it was, and downloadable content that you have to pay for. Hold on, let me just close this out. There we go. So, if you don't know what the Manco store is for Team Fortress 2, well, it's pretty much microtransaction store where you pay to get items in game using real life money, which you can find in the game by random drop, but the chances of getting a random drop of a hat, I think somewhere are in the region of, oh, I think if last time I heard it was like 1,000 to 1 drops, so every 1,000 drops you would get one hat, and they charge $20 for one hat, which is the same price as buying two versions or two copies of Team Fortress 2. Keep that in mind. That's really ridiculous. But what strikes me more as ridiculous than that is that people are actually paying $20, or you can buy a when a new update comes out, you can buy all the weapons at once for $50. Now that's, well, I'm not even gonna make a joke about that. That's just ridiculous. That's really, really, well, just plain out stupid if you pay $50 for in-game items. Now, I can understand paying $15 a month for a game like World of Warcraft or an MMO because, well, they have to pay the servers. But the fact I bought TF2 when it came out, which was $20 at the time, and now people can buy items that, well, I haven't gotten, and I've had the game since 2008. Simply because they pay for it. I hate that system. I hate it in every game. But the reason I hate this even more than other games is the fact you still have to buy Team Fortress 2 before you can buy the items in game. You look at a game like Lord of the Rings Online or Dungeons and Dragons Online, both made by a company named Turbine. It's a free game that allows you to buy points. So then you can buy things in game. I have no problem with that because you already bought or you got the game for free. So it's not like you're doubling down on cash. And another thing Turbine does, which I think every company should do, it's a brilliant, brilliant strategy, in my opinion. The more you play, the more free micro points you get to the store. So if you do a quest, you get, let's say, 10 micro points. And so on and so on. If you hit like 20 hours played, you get, I think, what was it? Last time I checked, which was well over a year ago, it was 75 micro points. So you have 80 micro points right there. And you can buy a full quest. I hope you didn't hear that burp. That was pretty bad. But you can buy for, I think, about 200, something like that, about roughly another 15 hours of gameplay, and on each of those quests, you can get micro points back. So you can technically buy everything in the game without paying a dime. Now, I don't see why other companies don't do that. Well, I see why, because, well, they're just money hungry. But a system like that gets the community tighter, and people want to keep playing the game. Whereas, when the Manco store came out, I haven't played TF2 since. I played it once because one of my friends launched a server and he needed my me blah, blah, blah. He needed my help to set it up because I'm good with admin on TF2 and all the source games because I've had source for a long time and I have know all the many commands and all that. boring stuff, behind the scenes work. But what has caused this? Actually, before I go on to what caused this, if you did play TF2 back, well, probably over a year ago now, there was a program called the Idler program, which allowed you to get random drop items without being connected to the game. It would manually connect you to a game through a command prompt line, and you'd just stay on that server, and it would log all the drops. They banned the program, Valve banned the program, and, well, for people who completely forgot about that, look at it now. In my mind, it's pretty clear why they did that. They didn't care that people were idling, because really, when you ban something like that and put a limit cap to 10 items a day, which it's just a random what time a week you're gonna get it, 10 items. So you can get all 10 items in one day, get nothing for the next 6 days, no matter how much you play. But it's not that so many people hated idlers, which they did. It hurt non-idlers even more, because it was a small percentage. I think somewhere someone did a poll of how many people played on idle servers, and it was somewhere only in the percentage of 11 or 12%. So it really wasn't much, but they drastically change it. And in my mind, well, they did that only because they knew down the line, hey, let's charge for weapons and items. And that's just, with a company like Valve, I thought Valve would have more respect for their entities and their users, but they don't. Now that they're owned by EA, or not, Valve's not owned by EA, but its distributor. Look at Left 4 Dead 2, that game never should have been made. But this is going back to the Xbox now, which I mentioned in the beginning. We should have bit this in the behind when this first started, because now you got games like last one I know of, because I don't play on that much Xbox Live anymore, was Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2. They charged $10 for 4 maps, and people bought it up. Same with Halo, and I'm sure there's a lot of other ones. Battlefield Bad Company 2 did that as well, but I had VIP because I pre-ordered the game. Again, that's how you do it. You pay one $15 payment, so then you have VIP if you didn't pre-order the game or get it somehow like that. And from then on, you get all everything they release for free. That's also a great way of doing it. But as I just said, should have been in the butt when this was getting off. But for whatever reason, people liked it. Now, I'm an old school first-person shooter fan. Hell, I still play pretty much Counter-Strike 1.6 daily. I come from the school of thought, or the school of thinking, whatever, that when people make maps, they should be free. I mean, look, the only reason 1.6 really got off the ground, and, well, any PC game gets off the ground, whether it's Quake 3, well, not Quake Live, but I'm talking about the disc Quake 3, Unreal Tournament, any of them, because people made mods, and now people are charging to get map packs, which just seems like a horrible idea, and I just don't see why people would ever pay $10 for 4 maps, and the maps really don't change that much in a game like Modern Warfare 2, let's be honest. This has probably been a really bad boo, but keep in mind, I haven't even really talked into my webcam for 4 months, or not my webcam, my microphone. So yeah, I'm gonna be posting sporadically. I'm not gonna be making boos every day like I used to, pretty much. But hopefully, one of my 4 followers, maybe one of them still watches, or listens, I mean, which would be shocking. Have a good day, Audioboo.